This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. India and Japan would exchange several agreements in different fields, including economic and energy security, pharmaceuticals, defense, and AI. Prime Minister Narendra Modi held annual summit-level talks with his Japanese counterpart Sanae Takaichi in New Delhi this afternoon. Addressing the joint press meet following the talks, Prime Minister Modi said, "Mutual trust is the biggest asset in today's time, and the India-Japan bilateral partnership has stood the test of time." He highlighted that India and Japan are among the world's biggest economies today, and a free and open Indo-Pacific is a shared priority for both countries.
आज भारत और जापान दोनों ही विश्व की सबसे बड़ी इकोनॉमीज में से हैं. एक फ्री प्रॉस्परस और रूल्स बेस्ड इंडो पैसिफिक हमारी साझा प्राथमिकता है. क्षेत्र की सबसे बड़ी डेमोक्रेटिक और मार्केट इकोनॉमीज के रूप में आज हमने कई महत्वपूर्ण पहल की हैं. इनसे हम मिलकर पूरे क्षेत्र में शांति, स्थिरता और प्रगति का बार प्रशस्त करेंगे.
He stressed that both nations understand the importance of economic security and energy security. He added that technology partnership will be the most important pillar of India-Japan cooperation. The Japanese Prime Minister arrived in New Delhi last evening on a three-day visit to India. This is the first official visit of Prime Minister Takaichi to India. The Election Commission today announced the schedule for by-elections to three Legislative Assembly constituencies across Bakipur in Bihar, Datia in Madhya Pradesh and Manjalpur in Gujarat. The polling will take place on the 30th of this month and the counting of votes will be conducted on the 3rd of next month. India has reiterated its firm stand that terrorism cannot be justified under any circumstances and called for united global action to eliminate the menace. Addressing the UN General Assembly during the adoption of the 9th Review of the United Nations Global Counterterrorism Strategy, India's permanent representative to the UN, Ambassador Harish Parvathanani, said a terrorist is a terrorist and emphasized that the counterterrorism efforts should not be weakened by false equivalences or politicized narratives.
India has been a victim of cross-border terrorism for decades. Our people have paid a terrible price and this experience has shaped India's zero-tolerance approach. Irrespective of any grievance, political cause or strategic calculation, terrorism in all its forms and manifestations must be condemned unequivocally. India has worked to strengthen the global focus on terror financing. We have supported capacity building, South-South cooperation and strengthening of multilateral frameworks. India believes that counter-terrorism should not be hollowed out by false equivalences or politicized narratives.
In Ukraine, 13 people were killed and dozens of others injured after Russian drones and missiles hit residential buildings in Kyiv as part of a broader wave of Russian overnight attacks. Local media reported that several explosions were heard across parts of the city overnight. Air raid sirens sounded across the city and many residents took shelter in metro stations. The southwest monsoon today has further advanced into entire Delhi, some more parts of Gujarat, remaining parts of Uttar Pradesh, most parts of Madhya Pradesh, Haryana, Punjab and some parts of Rajasthan. Refreshing showers in the national capital provided much relief from hot and humid weather. The weather department has forecast thunderstorms accompanied by rain over many parts of the national capital during the day, with generally cloudy skies expected to prevail. A yellow alert has been issued for parts of western and central India for heavy rainfall. The weather agency has predicted that Bihar, interior Karnataka, Jammu and Kashmir, Ladakh, Jharkhand, Kerala, Mahe, Telangana, Uttar Pradesh and parts of northeastern region is likely to witness heavy rainfall till Saturday. In the FIFA World Cup, Belgium staged a stunning comeback to beat Senegal 3-2 after extra time round of 32 and qualifying for the round of 16. Co-host US registered the first win in the knockout round after 2002 this morning. They defeated Bosnia-Herzegovina 2-0 in the round of 32 to advance into the round of 16, wherein they will take on Belgium. And that is the end of this news bulletin.